So to finish, I'd just like to highlight some of the metaphysical dynamics of the exercises, the reason why we're doing what we do, why we practice how we practice, the necessity of it all. Within oneself, there is an epicenter of consciousness that we can call soul consciousness. We need to get to that place within ourselves as a certain feeling of certainty in peace. It's a focal point. It's an epicenter of consciousness, a zero point, a nexus point. And it exists within us, not in a physical place or even a metaphysical place, but as an attitude of focused certainty deep within. And the depth, the layers, the levels of depth are accessed through the deepening sense of peace. So yeah, we can, you know, have a big meal or something and lay down and relax and pass out, and we can think we're enjoying some peace. But what about the peace in the subconscious and the unconscious, which we can only navigate consciously? So we have to stay awake and relax deeper and deeper and deeper, going through the levels from conscious mind into subconscious into unconscious. And we have to stay awake to do that in order to do it consciously, because we're supposed to be doing all this consciously. When we do it consciously, we bring the light of consciousness into these unconscious and subconscious realms. And that's what heals it. That's what restores the harmony. If we just drop off to sleep, we just become unconscious. So this soul consciousness, this zero point, this epicenter of intuitive conviction, in Sanskrit is called Nizche. And the exercises help you to experience this. And it's really as simple as relaxing, focusing on a point of light in the center of your own brain. There's a specific breathing system, alternate nostril breathing, we practice just to release the grip of the central nervous system. Most of us are stuck in the traumatized sympathetic response to life, the fight, flight, fright response. And so simply by doing some alternate nostril breathing, we can disengage that. And then we can enjoy this simple focusing within our own brain, going to an epicenter of consciousness behind the eyes, smiling, looking up within. And of course, this is not the normal waking state. The normal waking state is more coming from the back of the brain, the reptilian, survival mode, competitive, predatory, or from the center of the brain, you know, which is just a kind of like a more refined version of that. It's still in touch with the reptilian brain. What we want to get into is the higher seats of consciousness within our own brain. There's nothing particularly mystical about all this. We could call them spiritual practices, but there's nothing, you know, we don't need a secret society for this or any funny rituals. We don't need to be in any particular postures, no mantras required, no deities, no effigies, nothing external required, except a reorganization of our own psyche. So to reiterate, this is all about reorganizing the alchemy of consciousness within yourself. This is an alchemical reorganization of the synthesis, the blend of your feelings, your attitude, and your awareness, your imagination, your thoughts, your mind. So once we become centered in that smiling golden brain experience, we can then begin our descent into through the conscious realm, which is very much the physical realm. And that's why emotional freedom technique, the tapping system, where we just tap certain points in our body, or we move energy, we can dance, we can shake, we can bounce, we can skip, we can walk, and we can just keep this focal point deeply and completely loving and accepting ourselves just the way we are, no matter what. So this is especially effective if we have stuff up, if we're overeating, or we're indulging in gossip or trivia, wasting time, lower expressions of consciousness, getting emotionally charged about this, that, and the other. We can release ourselves from this focus simply by deeply and completely loving and accepting ourselves just the way we are, tapping it into the physical body, getting physical with it, so that the vibrations of that self-love and self-acceptance are absolutely drenching the physical body, the cellular structure on the conscious level. Very, 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 very important that we feel all the way through ourselves this coherence of unconditional love and self-acceptance. If we haven't got that, then there's no way we can bridge into our spiritual truth, because our spiritual truth, our spirits are beings of perfect love. And the whole secret of becoming who you are is the law, is governed by the law of harmony, the so-called law of harmony, the law of one. There's nothing, you know, hugely mystical about this at all. It just means that we need to be experiencing peace and synergy within ourselves, and as we accomplish that through self-love and self-acceptance, through relaxing. As we relax, we can access the subconscious realms of our psyche, of our mind, and we can seed in there the attitude of Ho'oponopono, a Hawaiian healing system, which has a vibrational frequency of I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, I'm sorry, please forgive me. See, so you've gone through the focusing in the center of the brain, the smiling golden brain experience, the relaxing, releasing of the central nervous system through alternate nostril breathing, relaxing deeper and deeper and deeper, smiling the golden in the smile, looking up within, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're just taking the frequency of compassion deeper into yourself. And incidentally, the Hawaiians, many of whom are direct descendants of full bloodline cannibals, the warrior tribes that came up from Polynesia and took over the Hawaiian Islands and cannibalized the peaceful natives that were there. The same thing happened in New Zealand when the Polynesian Maori arrived. You know, this is all part of the hidden history of modern history, the things they don't like to talk about. This propensity for cannibalization, for extreme violence, for identification with the dysfunctional archetype of the dysfunctional warrior, this extreme patriarchal, macho societies that has become very toxic in Hawaii since the colonization and Americanization of those islands. They have a lot of trouble in their gene code. They have a lot of pilikia, discordance, disturbance, disharmony in their DNA. They have dysfunctionality and discord and disharmony within their tribes, within their clans, within their families. I lived in the Hawaiian Islands for over 20, 25 years and witnessed plenty of this. And so they use and have used for years traditionally Ho'oponopono to restore harmony. It means the restoration of harmony, the restoration of righteousness, the right useness of your thoughts, words, and actions. They've used it very successfully to re-establish peace and harmony and cooperation and synergy and synthesis within their families, clans, tribes, and communities. And they've done that pretty successfully. It's a very effective practice. Dr. Hugh Len Ikealaha popularized it with his miraculous transformation of the patients, his patients. He was in charge of a ward for the criminally insane in the hospital, the mental hospital in Honolulu. And all of those patients in a dreadful, dreadful, dreadful state on extreme medication, pharmaceutical medication, and had to be restrained, straitjackets and chains, and goodness knows what else, dreadful atmosphere on the ward. Over a period of time, all of them were integrated back into mainstream society just from practicing ho'oponopono. So he would literally sit in his office looking at their case files and just say over and over and over, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank 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 you. And just carry that frequency of unconditional love. Dr. David Hawkins, absolute legend. His exploration into consciousness, his ability to articulate the levels of consciousness, the states of consciousness, the subtle landscape of the alchemy of consciousness. Highly recommend all Hawkins' books and videos and audio files. He, in his clinical experience, clinical psychology, he had tremendous results with the most traumatized, dreadful cases of people having experienced appalling childhoods and life histories, and were extremely disturbed by the consequences of all of that, through simply exposing them to unconditional love, miraculous transformations. Jesus obviously healed with the power of love, power of forgiveness. Howard Wills, one of my friends, mentors, one of the great living healers in the world, does exactly the same thing, power of forgiveness through prayer. So this stuff works. Ho'oponopono takes you through the subconscious into the deeper and deepest realm where the genetic material is stored, and it's all from that ancestral lineage. And we hit that in deep relaxation, the zero point, soul consciousness, surrendering to our own divinity, to the presence of the presence. And we can petition the presence to help all of these souls, which are individuated points of consciousness, little bubbles with a tiny point of light in there, shining like little stars. We can petition the presence to help us all forgive each other, forgive ourselves, be at peace with each other, be at peace with ourselves, love each other and love ourselves completely and totally now and forever. And as long as we are in that empowered state of certainty, having arrived there through love, deep self-love, self-acceptance, and ho'oponopono, on that wave of compassion, unconditional love, humility, love and gratitude, then we are quite capable of wielding our power. The almighty power of the presence will do what we ask it to do. And so with our intention, we can just command it, if you like, petition it to help us all forgive each other and forgive ourselves, be at peace with each other, be at peace with ourselves, love each other and love ourselves. And that takes care of the ancestral soul matrix distortion within ourself. And of course, we are all connected, we're all one, we're all a oneness, a singularity in the realm of consciousness. And then in the realm of soul, we are an ancestral soul matrix, like a galaxy of stars, a cosmology, a cosmos of stars, of human souls that are all connected. And so our responsibility as conscious awakening souls is not just to ourselves, but to each other. And a hallmark of genuine spiritual empowerment and awakening is the desire to help others experience freedom and peace. And this inner work is the most effective way you can actually accomplish that. Working on the inner planes is far, far, far more efficient than trying to change things in the external world. Why? Because the external world isn't actually an external world, it's the realm of effect. It has the reason why it is the way it is. There are causal factors that are absolutely beyond our comprehension, because the accumulation of forces, of circumstances, the synchronicities that have to have transpired for any single phenomena to be an experience what it is and in any given moment is absolutely astronomical. And so who can say really and honestly what causes anything? But what we do know is that what we're witnessing is the realm of effect. So if you try and change anything on the realm of effect, like Einstein said, we need to go to a higher level of consciousness in order to affect change. We can't do it on the same level of consciousness that it's manifesting. So that the higher level of consciousness, those higher level of consciousness are within us. And it's not necessarily higher. One could almost say it's deeper, more relaxed, and more honest. It's a more expanded sense of self. It requires this letting go of positionality, the grip, the emotional charge, and the residual ramifications that are stored in the body-mind complex of the layers and stratas of the psyche in the conscious and subconscious realms. We can unlock that, release that grip by practicing alternate nostril breathing that just lets the central nervous system switch over from the sympathetic response into the parasympathetic, which is relaxing and expanding and allows all the good stuff to flow. Our brain can shift from beta into alpha, into theta, into delta, which means we're chilling out, golden brain, like the old cat on the sofa just purring itself and dribbling away there as it creates its own soma. And we can access these deeper stratas of our own being. And while we're in there, we can just hit them with these frequencies of compassion and forgiveness. Use our intention to help our ancestral soul matrix and indeed humanity, all of these souls that are bound in this cosmology of humanity. We can ask for this support in forgiving each other and forgiving ourselves, being at peace with each other, being at peace with ourselves, loving each other and loving ourselves completely and totally now and forever. Forgiveness dissolves the glue. Forgiveness is the solvent which dissolves the glue that keeps consciousness stuck in these dysfunctional, inherited, conditioned, programmed ways of thinking, speaking, feeling, and acting, which are extremely detrimental to our lives and life itself. So the more we do it, the better it is. Life is exceedingly wonderful. We are surrounded in a quantifiable universe by more stars than grains of sand on all the beaches and all the deserts of the world combined. More stars than grains of sand in the quantifiable universe than all the deserts and the beaches of the world combined. Think about that for a moment, how many stars there actually are just in our little tiny universe, the vast distances of space and time between them all, the possibilities of other realms, other opportunities, other life, other beings, other experiences, just beggars description. And of course, there are billions and billions of universes in this cosmos. And so all of that extraordinary manifested glory, infinitely expanding forever and ever and ever. Life never began, it will never end. All of that exists within you as pure potential, which you can access through an experience of perfect peace, through a nexus point within the epicenter of your being called your soul. And in order to experience the peace, there are certain levels that you need to address with self-acceptance and self-love. Get the physical body, the cellular structure drenched with that. The subconscious mind needs to be drenched with compassion because it has all the recordings of everything that we've said, thought, and done. And a lot of it was negative. And also everything that we've heard and witnessed, and a lot of that was negative. And we can re-harmonize that simply by repeating over and over and over the vibrational frequency of Ho'oponopono, the restoration of righteousness, which is, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Breathing, soft, gentle, deep breaths, golden brain, experience focal point of epicenter of consciousness in the higher seat of consciousness in the center of the brain, becoming utterly soul conscious, Nizche, burning Nizche, the certainty of who we are, riding that wave of compassion deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the unconscious realm, where we can gladly petition the great spirit of life to help us all of these ancestral souls, the great galaxy and universe and cosmos of human souls, to help us all forgive each other, to forgive ourselves, be at peace with each other and be at peace with ourselves, love each other and love ourselves completely and totally now and forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of love, hallelujah. Gloria in excelsis.